Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Haunted Voices Radio. I'm your host, Todd Bates. Today's Friday, March 31st. Yes, thank God it's Friday. It's a beautiful day here where I'm at. I'm in the gigantic town of Palestine, Illinois. That's where I'm broadcasting from here. But thanks to BBS Network, we're able to get that to you folks. We got a great show for tonight. We're going to have an open call-in night. We're also going to talk about some EVP as well as ITC topics and even some Ouija board topics. So it's going to be a really interesting show. Definitely wanting to take your call-ins tonight. The toll-free number, okay, I'm going to give this to you in advance because we're going to open these up right away. The toll-free number to call in tonight is going to be 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. And what we're going to do is we're going to go down through the news here, and if you guys call in between the news, that's just fine. We'll take the calls. But we're going to kind of go through the HB news for Friday, March 31st, 2006. First off, we're very proud to announce that our lesson coordinator, Bonnie Boggs, has accepted the additional position at Haunted Voices for the new position of radio producer. She's going to be helping us out with the show, scheduling guests, and taking your emails. Thank you very much, Bonnie, for taking that on. It's a big responsibility. And if anybody has any questions, we're going to have a new email set up later on tonight. It's not active right now. We got to wait for our webmaster to activate it. That new email is going to be radio@hauntedvoices.com. That's radio@hauntedvoices.com. And Bonnie will assist you with any questions you have. Don't forget, next Friday, April 7th, the debut of A Haunting. That's the latest episode in the series on the Discovery Channel. This episode details the experiences of the Pickman family while living in the infamous Sally House. Deborah Pickman, who is also our staff manager, along with her husband Tony, are featured in this episode along with, well, me. The show airs Friday, April 7th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Western New York's Paranormal Summit is almost here. It's going to be here next month, April 29th. Okay, mark that date on your calendar. This event features guest speakers, workshops, and more on all things paranormal. There's even going to be a few skeptics there. Okay, we're going to have some skeptics there on paranormal photography and how to tell if it's paranormal or if it's got a scientific reason behind it. For more information, please visit supernaturalsummit.com. That's supernaturalsummit.com. BBS Radio now has archives available on all featured programs, thanks to Doug and Nevin, Don. They've all been working really hard to get those uploaded and up to date. Those are up now. Our debut program there for March 10th, it's up. March 17th is up. You can visit bbsradio.com, click on the broadcast archive section for the list of shows. Our live chat guest for this Monday, April 3rd, will be Deborah Pickman. She'll be answering your questions about her experiences in the Sally House, as well as the upcoming Discovery Channel premiere. Chat begins at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on hauntedvoices.com. It's real simple to get in the chat room. Just go to hauntedvoices.com, click on the chat button or the chat now button, log in. You don't have to have a specific username. If you go to the chat now area and you're a registered member, it will log you in automatically. The Recorder, our monthly newsletter, is back. Our publication director, Star Cheney, has been dealing with some health issues as of late, and we're thrilled to know that she's back and ready to bring us another terrific edition of The Recorder. This is a really popular newsletter, tons of information in it. Star's not only an HP staff member, but she operates SciTech. This is a paranormal group out of Kentucky, as well as her own candle business, Celestial Sensations. Okay, she does a lot of stuff. Star's extremely busy. But she's taking the time out to get us a newsletter every month, and we'll have that up April 1st. We should be getting that any time tonight, and we'll get that out and get it up on the site to you members as soon as possible. If you'd like to see a copy of it, just visit hauntedvoices.com, click on the newsletter archive section, and the new copy will be in there. We're also pleased to announce that thanks to my beautiful wife, Chris Bates, we have a returning sponsor at Haunted Voices, Less EMF. They've distributed some terrific products to us in the past, tools that every paranormal investigator can use. We look forward to continuing our relationship with Less EMF. Chris has been working really hard with these sponsors. She's got a knack for them. I don't know how she's doing it, but she's doing it. She's getting some great contest prizes, donation equipment. They're really doing a good job at funding Haunted Voices, and they support us 110%. So it's great to have somebody on my side like that that's able to do that for us. Thank you, Chris, if you're listening. I love you. Stop by hauntedvoices.com for a chance to bid on a doll from the actual Sally House. Yes, this is a mock doll. This doll is involved in a mysterious fire in the home and has been donated to Haunted Voices by the Pickman family. Please support this fundraising event and our own piece of paranormal history. You can go to the website, go to hauntedvoices.com, click on the mock doll banner, and go ahead and place your bid. It is authentic. I will guarantee that. It's definitely something that you'll treasure for a long time to come. Please visit that and keep an eye on the bids. It's kind of fun. Our guest for the April 14th radio show will be none other than medium Peter James. You may have seen Peter on the show Sightings, where he was the resident psychic for 8 years. They used him a lot of different shows, Aquatraz, the Sally House. He's been to the Queen Mary's, really, really experienced with the Queen Mary. Peter's a good friend of ours at Haunted Voices, and we look forward to having him on the show. So April 14th, mark your calendar, Peter James. Okay, once again, tonight we're going to be talking about a few different EVP theories, some topics, and the infamous Ouija boards. Okay, I've got some information here in front of me that I just had scattered throughout the years, and I kind of put it all together and got this lined out. I'd first like to talk about microphones and why. Why do we use them? Do we have to use them? You know, definitely want your comments, concerns on this. Definitely call in. Toll-free number, that's U.S., Canada, abroad, 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. Now, with the microphone, everybody's thinking, okay, yeah, we got a microphone, singers use it, it comes out great, you know, I'm using it here on the telephone, studios use it. Why do we have to have such a thing to capture EVP? Do we really need it? There's a lot of theories behind it. I'm going to say there's a 50-50 chance either way. Can you capture EVP without a microphone? Sure. I'm a big firm believer in the magnetic impression theory. That's been knocked down several times by a lot of people, and I get pretty much butchered about it all the time. But the way this works, and we do hope Jeremy Pippen comes back because he was going to create a recorder that was going to do this. It does take some electronics knowledge to actually disconnect the microphone from your recorder. Okay, you can't just put a piece of duct tape over it or what have you. You actually have to go inside and disconnect it. And that's a good way to test this theory. Of course, you do it with an analog recorder, and you simply put your tape in, and you set it in an active area and see if you can catch your EVP without the use of an external microphone. Now, the use of a microphone, that's been around for years because, well, it also amplifies sound. I mean, come on, it's common sense. You speak into it, you become louder. I think this also is another reason why we capture EVP, especially residual EVP or, you know, like an energy imprint. You can have this, you know, like we talked about on the past show with the residual energy being stored in the walls and so forth. You could have these voices bouncing around, so to speak. They kind of pop out. And when one of those voices that we normally can't hear, it might be just a little tiny whisper. Sure, it might be at a human hearing range, but we can't hear it unless we're, you know, right up against it. But when it hits this microphone, it's going to amplify it. That's what microphones do. And then you get your impression on the recorder. So there are a lot of people out there that are kind of tossing both up in the air. I would recommend experimenting with both. If you know someone that can go inside of a recorder and, you know, actually disconnect the microphone, the internal microphone, do so. Experiment with it. Definitely give it a shot and see what works best for you. You know, we're still waiting on Jeremy to get this done, and we're looking forward to experimenting with that whenever he comes back, and we'll definitely keep you up to date on the results from it. But try it either way. And, you know, like I've said in the past, always use an omnidirectional microphone. The unidirectional, they just, you know, they capture from the front. They're really not high quality. They're kind of cheapish. Just you want to capture it from all sides. You know, it's kind of like using a bigger mitt when you're playing baseball. You know, it's just go that route. You probably get a lot better results. Okay. Next, there's a difference between electronic voice phenomena and instrumental transcommunication. On a recent radio show that we just did the other day, we kind of touched base on that a little bit because of the white noise movie. There now with ITC, okay, that's the use, and yes, that sound you're hearing is me pouring coffee. So yeah, that's a blooper. Okay. The use of instrumental transcommunication, okay, this is recent. All right, this isn't something that's been around for a while. This is kind of recent. That's the use of different pieces of equipment, you know, such as television sets, coffee makers, radios, your computer, basically appliances. Not necessarily recording devices, but appliances. Now, is this a form of communication? Most definitely. Of course it is. Am I a firm believer in it? Not really. I think with the ITC, okay, and please definitely call in with your with your feedback on this. If any of you out there have experimented with ITC and had good results or bad results, we definitely want to know about it. 888-268-4313. Now, with that, the most confusing part, I guess, for most people is the imagery. Okay, if you have your computer screen. Now, some even capture it on their computer screen. Okay, if you have your computer screen and let's say you're just randomly web surfing, or you're even in a haunted location and you bring your laptop. Some people, when they have certain programs open, have claimed that images from loved ones and so forth have come through. I don't know. Okay, with a computer, that is emitting one heck of a magnetic field, for one thing. Okay, so you're going to get some disturbance. There's always going to be room there for false positives. With a television, for example, this is kind of how it was pretty much discovered, was your old TVs and radios. With a television, you're going to get an image coming through. And it's going to be, you know, don't keep the white noise in the back of your head there with, you know, the movie. It's kind of going to come through clear, and then it's going to get fuzzy, and it might even be distorted and blurry. There's a lot of confusion about the television set. Now, keep in mind that these television sets, especially your older ones, they all come with like an internal antenna. I mean, they're like giant antennas, especially back then. That's how they picked up the signals out of the air. So who's to say you're not picking up some old Mexican soap opera bouncing off? You know, we don't know. You know, that could be somebody doing a live program, and you're just picking it up through the airwaves. So kind of keep that in mind, too, with the ITC. Now, I'm not going to sit here and debunk it and say that it's completely false. Not at all. It's also, I mean, it's been reported that, Roudy himself has kind of come through on both the, ITC and EVP aspects, and he's doing this on purpose to kind of let humanity know, hey, there's life after death, I'm here. And there's been a lot of reports about him coming. He's announcing names, Jurgensen as well. They're hearing him come through. So keep that in mind. You know, that keep an open mind about ITC, but definitely keep caution with it, just like you want to keep caution with the EVP. Don't take everything you hear to heart either. 98% of it can be explained. It can be written off as a sound, an equipment failure. It's that 2% that we're playing around with, that we're looking for. You know, that's what we're going to concentrate on, is that 2%. That's why it's so hard to prove. I mean, here, look at the odds. We've got 98% that's really kicking us in the butt here. So we've got to have something solid to kind of get it going. So we can go with the EVP and ITC. I'm definitely going to have more faith in the electronic voice phenomena. But the ITC, I would definitely recommend people experimenting with. I mean, you never know what you're going to discover. There's several ways to do it. I'll even plug a site here if you want more information. Go to worlditc.org. That's a good place to read about it. But like I said, don't let it sink in there, because there's a lot of misconceptions. You know, you got the Spiritcom box, George Meek. This is kind of like an AT&T phone service for the dead. Okay, it's not etched in stone. None of this that we do or that we work with is etched in stone. So definitely don't be fooled. Okay, you can have some guy at home that is wanting to make a fast buck on the paranormal, and he's got some old Radio Shack parts in his garage, and he throws together this box that every time you talk in it, it makes this squeaky noise. You know, and he sells this for $29.95. How many people do you think are going to buy it? A lot. They're going to buy it because he says it works. And if he says it works, well, it has to work, because nobody knows, so they're going to try it. So don't sit there and take it for what it's worth. I mean, definitely use your head on it. But one thing, you know, with the EVP, just like your digital cameras, your 35 millimeters, you have, especially your 35 millimeter, you have the proof if you use the analog, okay? It's kind of like, you know, if you have the witnesses there that hear it, you've also got the proof on tape. There's just things like that. That's just the kind of proof that we need. You know, with your digital recorders, don't get me wrong, they're great to use, but it's mechanical. It's too mechanical. I mean, who's to say that the circuitry was just going wacky or something? So just, you know, that's just food for thought. Now, we're going to get into some pretty weird stuff here, okay? And I've been looking around, and I guess I got a refresher course in how much spirit communications changed over the past few years here. I'm sure everybody remembers the old seances. You know, you have back in the day, that was kind of entertainment. You know, this does involve communication, but it was this kind of what started off our bad light with these seances and so forth. People would sit around, it's completely dark. Hint, hint, you know, something's going to happen in the dark. You know, people just get naturally scared. A guy, you know, makes a flash of light or something, and people freak out and run out of the room, bump into each other. Your seances, that's channeling, in my opinion, okay? In my opinion, that's dangerous. The only person I want in my body is me, okay? If it was intended for other people to go in there, hey, I'd have like an open door policy or something. But be careful with that. Now, if anybody's experienced any kind of channeling that just happened, tell us about it. I mean, we're definitely dying to hear that story. If you're, you know, just walking around out there and something just basically possesses you or comes into you, whether it be a demonic entity or a poltergeist, you know, what have you, definitely let us know. 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. It's toll free. Now, with the seances, this is normally done with a, you know, a small group. It's kind of private. People pay good money for it. They still do it nowadays. There are so many little tricks that they do, artificial larynx boxes and just all kinds of things they do to rip people off. You know, keep in mind that the common sense person, we seek entertainment. Okay, we want something that's going to just get us excited, jog us, you know, just kind of knock our socks off. And we're dumb enough to pay for it. So if we go to one of these things, one of these seances, and sit in and everybody holds hands and we're starting to channel spirits, and just out of coincidence you're sitting there and you mention the word dog and you hear a dog bark, wow, you got your money's worth, didn't you? Be careful with that, all right? Because there's, from what I've read in the past few days, there's a lot of that out there. And in our chat room, somebody just brought up a very good point. I'll go ahead and put it out. I'm sure all of you have heard about the series Most Haunted. This is a great example for the topic we're talking about. It's fake. Okay, it's flat out fake. There was a clip that was captured that it's actual footage from that show. Okay, it's behind the scenes, so, you know, don't think we're sitting here making this up. If you want to see that clip, you can go to hauntedvoices.com and our forums. We've got that listed in there. Definitely something everybody needs to see. I can't say a lot of it on the air because, yeah, I mean, it gets a little bit nasty. But definitely go in there, watch that clip, and see the screw-up in action. That just goes to show you that you need to kind of pay attention, okay, to what you're dealing with. You've got a lot of things out there that are crap. You know, use your head, use common sense. Okay, also, with these seances, you know, you're going to get different types of materials used to make them even better. You know, there's the infamous talking board, Ouija board, as it's also called. With this board, which, of course, I don't recommend to anyone, this board is... an accident waiting to happen. Okay, you're sitting there, you're going to open up a doorway and you can't shut it. Now, there's a lot of researchers that have even tried running this board and recording, trying to capture EVP at the same time and see if it compares to the board. Funny thing is, it never does. Is it subconscious? Are we subconscious? I mean, are we throwing this stuff on, you know, with a little voice in our head? We don't know. But we're going to get into more of the Ouija boards later on after the break. And there's some interesting stuff with them. There's a few stories that I'm going to tell, personal stories that have happened to my wife and I with the Ouija board. Everybody experimented with it. So we're going to get into that communication here after the break, because that's a nice story that hopefully makes some of you pitch them. And I'll tell you a few things not to do that I've recently learned, what not to do with a Ouija board. So definitely stay tuned after the break for the Ouija board conversation. That's definitely going to be interesting, and hopefully it's going to be a good learning tool for you as well. There's just a lot to do with them. Be careful with them. You know, like I said, they're dangerous. Unless you're you actually know what you're doing with them. Okay. We'll get more into that the second half of the hour. I was kind of wanting to finish up with some of the theories and the experiments and the instrumental transcommunication, and then take these call-ins and definitely get your feedback. Okay, we are having an open line call-in night, and it's really ironic that nobody's called in yet. I don't know if there's an issue with the phones or what have you, but if you're trying to call in and you can't, please let me know. That'll make my job a lot easier. If you're in the chat room and you're trying to call in, let me know if it's not working for you. If you want to talk to some of our wonderful staff in the chat room, we have the Haunted Voices Radio chat room open. There's a lot of people in there right now. They're going back and forth, making fun of me, making fun of themselves. It's a great place to wind down. It's Friday. Get in there and wind down. It's real simple to go in. All you have to do is add Haunted Voices Radio to your Yahoo Messenger ID. And once that comes up, we'll get you pulled in there, and you can join the chat. They're having a really good time in there tonight, I'll definitely say that. Okay, for the end of this, the theories, you know, I kind of wanted to close them up. These experiments, take them seriously. There's a lot of researchers out there that do different experiments daily. I know two that do them religiously. Christine, Summer, you guys go out and do this on a daily basis, and you're getting some great results. They've even pulled in Bonnie with them. It's great. Don't be afraid to experiment, but use your head. Don't go out there and do anything dangerous just to get the most world-famous EVP in the world. That's pathetic. Let's use some common sense. You know, if anybody out there needs any help with collecting EVP, has any questions, visit hauntedvoices.com. I mean, we have a ton of information there for you to get you started. We've got free downloads for you. We've got information, study guides, training disc, a forum of people that you wouldn't believe how helpful they are. This forum was created by my wife, Chris. It was in November of last year. It was dead in 2004, okay? It was no one. She went in there. Her and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law went in, and they ripped it open. They let it go. So definitely visit the Haunted Voices forum. You do have to be a registered user, which is free, to do so. Post your question in. There's no such thing as a stupid question, and no one's going to turn you away. Okay? So get in there. Check out the forum. It's there for you. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Ouija board. Going to tell a few stories, kind of how it originated a little bit, what not to do. It's going to be an experience, and definitely going to take your call-ins after the break. It's just going to be a couple minutes. If you hear dead silence, I'm sorry. We'll fix that up in the archive. But we do have to take a couple minutes here for a break. And write this number down, folks. Call in after the break, 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. That's toll-free, U.S., Canada, Southeast Asia, wherever you want to call in from, Vietnam, whatever. Okay, call on in. And we'll be back here in a couple minutes. So give me just a few minutes here to kind of wet the whistle and take a little breather, and we'll come back in the second half. Like I said, we're going to talk about Ouija boards. Take your call-ins. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd?
Yeah.
We got you off the air. We're playing your break. It's 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
And we also have Phil, Dr. Phil, on the line.
Is the phone still messed up, Don?
No.
Is that the first call?
Yeah, I never let. He just called, and I never told you. he just called. We were talking, then you said you were coming off the air.
Oh, okay. All right. So you still
and
use
your name is Phil, right?
Yeah.
Phil, yeah. Dr. Phil's online.
Dr. Phil? Phil?
You guys want to talk? I can put you on the same line. You guys can talk, all right?
That's up to you. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
When the other ones come in, are you going to, like,
tell I'll beep you. I'll beep you.
Okay.
It'll be like this.
Okay, perfect.
All right, I'm going to put you on air right now and let you talk with Dr. Phil.
Oh, you're putting me on air now?
Well, you won't be on air, but you'll be connected into the system so you can talk with him.
Oh, okay. Phil? Phil?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you tonight.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me okay?
No, you... Yeah.
All right.
You were talking about seances, and I've got a little story about that.
Yeah, we're on break.
So, I thought I'd call in.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
We're on break. We got one heck of a storm coming in. Hopefully it don't wipe the phone out. We've got some bad lightning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing it over the phone.
That's nasty.
You know what? I'm on the cell phone. Maybe I should call on my home phone. Maybe
no, it's okay. I can hear you great.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're just on a few-minute break here. We've got about 3 minutes or something left.
Okay. We're getting lightning here, too.
What's that?
So,
I'm getting hard to hear.
Here, too. Yeah, we got a storm coming in.
Yeah, I'll pop back in here in just a sec.
Okay. No, you were talking about the seance. I got a story where we...
You're going to hang on the line, aren't you?
Huh?
Hang in there.
Okay.
Still there, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay. No wind now.
Oh, yeah. We're getting lightning flashing like crazy here.
It's bad. Yeah, we got a bad one.
Are you on a phone?
Yeah.
Is that how you do this?
Yeah, it's a pretty good setup.
Okay, because, yeah, I went on... BBS's, I went on their website and was reading some of the stuff about it, you know.
Yeah.
I was curious how it all works.
Yeah, it's, well, they're geniuses. They, basically, they call you up, run you through a board and so forth, and, it's all done over the phone. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that makes it easy, yeah.
It makes it real easy. Yeah, the archives are up. They sound really good. How they, you know, help the sound and. You want to talk about some of this Ouija board stuff, Phil?
No, I was trying to get in when you were talking about the seances.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to give an example. We had, real quick, we had some people contact us. This guy had rented a house that was supposedly haunted for his brother's 40th birthday because his brother was really into the paranormal. And they wanted the paranormal group to come and investigate the place, and they wanted to be there to see how it worked and everything because they were interested. Well, we said we'd do it. Then they said something to Dino about maybe around midnight holding a seance. And we said, well, we don't really do seances. We, you know, set up cameras and we try to gather evidence. Well, about 3 days later, they called us back and told us, well, we won't be needing you. We found a group that will do a seance for us. Which, to me, is just an example of people, you know, they go for this fantastic stuff they see on TV and everything. They weren't interested in us coming in there and trying to actually get evidence of a haunting.
Mm.
They wanted a seance. You know, they wanted to talk to the spirits. And
wow.
Just, you know.
Hold that thought. That's cool.
Yeah.
Those things, I don't like
No, we don't do that stuff, you know, because psychics and all that, I mean, some psychics are legitimate, but, you know, a psychic can come into a house and say, hey, you know, I sense a little girl over here, I sense a man over here. Well, fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we would rather come back and say, hey, listen to this EVT we got. Listen to this voice. Or look at this picture. But we've hit these people that, you know, oh, no, we want a seance. We want the candles. We want somebody to have the spirit speak through them. If you guys can't do that, then we'll find somebody else that can. And it's like, oh, you know. You're wanting the movie stuff, not the...
Exactly. Yeah, they want the full-blown entertainment deal. That's where it gets scary. That's where a lot of people get confused and thrown off. Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that when we come back.
Well, that's the thing, I, you know.
It should be near the end of the commercial run. He'll jump in and yell at me.
Yeah, that's the thing I keep saying, you know, education. If somebody's going to be interested in this, then they need to learn how it really works, you know. Quit going by the movies and the old Twilight Zones you watch and all that, you know.
Exactly.
We even hit that one psychic when we did that thing with the radio station, and then found out later that the day before she had called this guy and just questioned him all over the place to get information about that house and the guy that lived there. So, of course, she came up with some accurate predictions because...
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah, a lot of them are frauds. Yeah, they're flat-out frauds.
Well, that one made me mad because this psychic was a friend of the radio host. So the whole night turned into her show. She was, you know, her name was Anna. And the paranormal groups kind of got ignored, and Anna the psychic was a big star, and Anna the psychic was the one that turned out to be the fake.
You guys ready to go back on the air?
Ready when you are, Don.
All right, I'll give you the countdown. 5, 4, 3. Oh, oops. Scrap that. Let's try that again.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show. Hope you all liked the new set of breaks we had there. Those commercials are great. Thank you, Jen, and everybody that participated in those. Those are just great. We have a caller on the line. We have Phil. Phil is our EVP analysis from HauntedVoices.com, and he called in regards to the seances, and we were talking a little bit off air here with some of the seance stories that he's, you know, dealt with. Phil, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So you've had a couple. What's your opinion on the seance? You know, I mean, do you think it's a good thing, a bad thing?
I don't put much faith in them. And I think too many people who have an interest in the paranormal watch too much TV and go by that. Like I was saying, we had some people contact us about a house they were renting for the night for a birthday that was allegedly haunted, and they wanted a paranormal group to come out there and investigate the place so they could see how it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we told them we'd do it. About 3 days later, we got contacted, and they said, yeah, we were thinking of doing this and that. And around midnight, maybe we'd hold a seance, see if we could contact the spirits. And we told them, we don't really do that. You know, we go for EVP, we go for video evidence. We try to capture physical evidence that we can show somebody. And they said, okay. Well, about another 2 or 3 days later, they called us back and said, well, it looks like we're not going to need you because we found a group that said they can do a seance for us. And that just kills me because I think, you know, you're looking at the horror movie stuff and everything else, and you're ignoring the fact that you might get actual evidence on tape or in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But they're thinking the, fantastic stuff. We want somebody to get possessed by a spirit. And have
that seems to be happening a lot lately. There seems to be a lot of people having little gremlins crawl inside of them. Me personally, Phil, I think it's dangerous. I think it's definitely dangerous to open up your mind, body, and soul to, something of that nature that you can't control. You know, sure they can say that, hey, get out. You know, I'm done. Okay, conversation's over. I don't think it's that easy. I think when you once you allow something to come in like that, I think it pretty much stays that way. I mean, you kind of agree, or?
Well, that's the thing. Like I said, I'm barely hearing you because all of a sudden, one horrible thunderstorm is moving in here.
We got a bad storm coming around.
Yeah, I've got thunder rumbling here, and I can hear it. But
okay.
That was the whole reason I wanted to call in.
Okay. Well, Phil, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you very much, and definitely, I'm going to be in touch with you here soon, okay? I left a message today. I'll be in touch with you here in a few. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
for
calling in.
And you have my phone number, so.
You bet.
And I'm always here.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Phil.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, once again, that was Phil from Haunted Voices. He's a great guy. The guy is a genius with the analysis. If you want your EVP analyzed, send it to Phil at hauntedvoices.com. By all means, he's more than happy to help. Okay, once again, the line's open. Toll-free number is 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. We're going to kind of get into a little topic of Ouija boards, like I said before. I'm going to start a little story here. Now, if you guys want to call in and interrupt me, you go right ahead, because I'll just pick up where I left off. For that's the whole thing about live, being live, is you don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. My wife and I, we were not necessarily teenagers, but we were pretty close to it. We experimented a little bit with a Ouija board once, and I know she's listening to the show. And, we got a call coming in.
Hey.
Caller, welcome to Haunted Voices Radio. Where are you calling from?
Alberta.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Well, I recognize this voice. And it definitely sounds Canadian.
Yeah, it's definitely Canadian.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Did you have a question or a concern, or what did you think of seances, Ouija boards, and, ITC
Ouija
in general?
Ouija boards, no. Seances, I don't want to be a part of them. But I have a question about meditation and, hypnotherapy for speaking with spirits. What do you think about that?
About meditation prior
to
recording, or do you mean meditation in general?
Well, no, meditation to try and communicate with spirits. I mean, I've read a bit about that, go to your happy place and you'll meet a spirit there of your loved ones and stuff. And
kind of little Tai Chi action going on there.
Yeah.
With the meditation, that's a good point. With that meditation, I mean, you do kind of take yourself away. You're not necessarily on this plane anymore, so to speak. It is said that with that meditation, when you find your chi, that you kind of go off into a different plane of existence. Of course, it's not proven. It's not fact. This is a lot of the personal experiences. But people, I've definitely heard that people have had conversations with the other side by doing so. As far as any, getting possessed by one or channeled by one, I mean, you do have to keep in mind that you are keeping yourself really open when you're doing that. You're so loose and relaxed that you're probably, just kicking your doors open. Hey, come on in. Here I am. Kind of like when you're sleeping, when you're sleeping, that's kind of when you're at your most relaxed state, obviously, because you're asleep.
Yeah.
So you think it would be, it'd be easier for them to come to you in your sleep or when you're meditating like that. Yeah, I definitely agree. But
I also feel it might be a little bit dangerous, too.
Yeah. What do you think about the meditation before recording or during recording? Do you think that's a big no-no, or...
Now, what was that again?
Do you think that's a big no-no, or...
a big no-no to record while you're meditating?
Or right before, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I think, you know, it's hard to say. It's probably 50-50. But if you're going to do something, experiment something like that, just, yeah, use common sense and stay safe. And if something gets broke, well, fix it. You know, that way you don't do it again. But you really can't say yes or no to something like that without somebody, you know, personally trying it. I mean, I can say that I tried it and it didn't work for me. But if you go out and try it, and you're sitting there prior to meditation, you do an experiment, you record, you get nothing. And let's say you do meditate, you're in that state, and while you're in that state, you're recording. And let's say you get all kinds of different things. Well, then it worked. You definitely achieved the goal you're looking for. But the point is, you want to stay safe while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, if you're like in your spot and you feel something's going on, you feel a little out of it, you know, you just go with your gut, and you know your gut's really not going to steer you wrong. It might run you into a wall a couple times, but you definitely listen to it. But yeah, I mean, you definitely experiment with something like that, and you know that would be something good for you and Christine to do.
Yeah, we should try that.
You know, under maybe even have somebody watch you just in case.
Yeah.
You know, if you have somebody there that can watch both of you guys to make sure that you're safe. You know, make sure you're not flopping around like Derek Akura, and you know, get some kind of thing in there that's going to throw you into a wall or something like that. Just have somebody supervise you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Oh, there goes my dog.
I love your dogs. You let them bark. Don't worry about it. Mine are awful too. And then Nevin gets on here. Thank you so much for calling in, Summer.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got about a little over 8 minutes here left to go on the show. Once again, toll-free call-in line, 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. Call in quick because we're going to be wrapping it up here in just a few. But I want to get that story out. You know, I didn't forget. You know, like I said, Chris and I were experimenting with this Ouija board. And it definitely frightened us. We bought it at an infamous toy store. It's not a toy, but they have it there. I don't know. We were in the bedroom, and we were just kind of opened the box, and wow, this is neat. Look at all the letters, you know. We're just kind of looking at it. Should we do it? Should we not do it? So we kind of have it sitting there, and you know, the object is you have to have more than one person, or you get this entrapment deal. I don't know about the entrapment deal. Yes, I did try that too, and it didn't do anything for me. But her and I were sitting there, and I guess with these boards. Okay, you're supposed to find what's called the owner of the board. And Chris and I were getting this cranky old woman that wanted to kill me. She wanted me dead, which is okay. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and yell at the lady. She's on a board. But she was kind of going back and forth saying these little comments, you know, she wanted me dead. So we had a friend that was, you know, our neighbor at the time, and he was into this kind of stuff. He was a little, you know, he was touched, okay, he was a little nutty. Well, you know, he comes over, and he says, yeah, you got to find the owner of the board, you know, you got to sit down, and you got to talk to that board, and you got to ask the one that resides in that board to come out, you know, come out and talk. So we're like, oh, all right. So he come over, and of course, his hands are on the little planchlet there, and you were playing around, and all of a sudden this guy named Scotty comes. I'll never forget this name because the guy hit on my wife. Okay, so that, a man don't forget a name like that.
So we're sitting there talking to this Scotty, see? And he's kind of telling us, hey, what's happened? You know, hi, you know, are you, you know, that's where we're doing the yes and no deal. And we get in to the conversation of pretty much how he died, things of that nature, and come to find out that he was a Civil War soldier, so he said. You know, he could have been anybody, but that's what he said. But he was talking back and forth, and just out of the blue, he starts popping in little comments like, I see your wife. You know, I see Chris. It was, you know, they don't really spell out, you know, they're kind of, you know, I see you. You know, I see you, not, you know, the letter U. So he's pretty much hitting on her at this point. He's starting to, you know, I see Chris. And then he starts describing her. And I tell him, leave her alone. And then he says that, you know, I kind of do a little trick thing. She's going to get embarrassed when I say this, but you know, it's got to be said. I asked if he knew what color underwear she was wearing, you know. And, you know, he answered it right on. Now, was this my subconscious mind playing around? Saying this because I knew, I always know, a guy knows these things. And, you know, was it me? You know, was that my mind putting my energy on the little plastic thing made in Calcutta there? Was that me pushing that with my subconscious? Sure, it could have been, but I know it wasn't my wife. So we start going back and forth asking him these questions, and he gets a little cranky. You know, he starts, you know, basically, I'm going to do this with her. You know, he's just getting possessive of her. Obviously, he hates me. And he's, I think he even threw in there that he slept with her a couple times or something like that. I'm like, oh my God, you know, this thing's crazy. So we basically told him, hey, leave us alone. You know, we're done. Stop. And we're sitting there talking to him, arguing. I'm arguing with him back and forth. Me and him are fighting. You know, the board's going around. It's got the S thing going on. And, it, you know, it's doing the figure eight, and it's flipping around, and we're getting freaked out. I mean, could this be us getting upset in our own minds, you know, moving this because we're getting upset? Well, anyway, I know I couldn't do this with my mind that I know of, but we're sitting there arguing with this thing. And the picture on a wall that's been sitting there for months, poof, right to the floor, you know, it just drops. And, you know, immediately we're freaking out. And then the fire, the smoke detector, and the house goes off. How in the world could that happen? Just out of the blue, while we're arguing with this thing, the smoke detector goes off. So immediately, that's it. We take our hands off. We think, hey, this is something we can't control. We obviously don't know what we're doing with it. We're not experienced with it. We're going to quit playing with it. So we think, okay, how are we going to get rid of it? We put it back in the box or underneath the bed? And we don't know. So we kind of ask around, look around, and we hear, you know, there was a movie we saw, I think it was called Witchboard, and they burned it and all this. So all I remember doing is I think I broke it in half. I broke it in half and I threw it in the dumpster outside. Well, Chris and I were watching a Discovery Channel show, and it definitely took to burn them. Burning them is bad. When you burn them, you close the door. Okay? Well, I mean, that's how it goes. That's how it ends. You know, so we haven't played with them anymore. So don't hold faith in Ouija boards. Okay? But that's about all the time we have for tonight. Okay? We're running out of time here. It's Friday. It's time for the weekend. I want to thank all of you for listening. It's been a great show. Thanks for calling in. Definitely tune in next week. We're going to have guest Dwayne Claude from Western New York Paranormal. We're going to talk about demonology, demonic EVP, and we're going to talk about the upcoming conference. So tune in next week, same time, 6 p.m. Central. Thanks again for listening to Haunted Voices Radio. I'm your host, Todd Bates. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.